Welcome to the Green with Envy podcast. I am your host, Lerato Moja. You know that saying, you can't fill from an empty cup? Well, at the rate we are consuming our natural resources, Mother Nature's cup is on her last drops. This podcast aims to remind us of the simple things we can do to get her back on her feet. Join me as I chat to my friends, old and new, on the simple things we can do to protect and preserve our environment. Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Green with Envy podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome and thank you for pressing play. Please tell all your friends and family about us and send them that link. For today's episode, I am joined by another good friend of mine, Lerato Milamu. Hello, Bito.
Hi, Bito.
How are you doing?
Good, and you?
I'm so good. Thank you for joining me on this podcast. You know, I always say that I invite friends of mine who are either in the industry or have any environmental related work, and we have conversations about anything and everything under the sun. So before I intro our topic today, maybe just quickly introduce yourself and who you are and, you know, what you do.
Okay, it's a pleasure to be joining you on your podcast. Been listening to a few podcasts, so I guess it's my turn now.
It's your turn now.
Be on the other side of the mic.
Yes.
So my name is Lerato, and I am a civil engineer. Working in the water sector of civil engineering, because we all know civil engineering has different links to it or sub industries, right? So I happened to, not because it wasn't a passion from the onset, my career started off in the construction industry, and I was put on a site where we were building a reservoir and a water tower here in Johannesburg, just on the outskirts of Johannesburg. And I found that very interesting, and the purpose of it, because at that time, you know, you understand why this infrastructure is required and why it's being built.
Yeah.
And then I later moved on to another project where we were managing leaks and water leaks for a municipality and new connections and replacing meters and disconnections. But the main priority was to reduce the losses, because a leak is also a revenue loss for the municipality. And then I've also been involved in pipeline work, so that we can get water from the different sources. The dams. So I've also been involved in Piper. So I started in construction, did some project management, did some design work, and now I'm on, I would say, the client side, where we put together scope of works, and that goes out to consulting engineers or contractors. So that's like in 2 minutes.
Yes.
Who I am and my career so far.
That's lovely, because I love the fact that you also explained that, you know, civil engineering is not only just about construction and building houses and buildings and all of that. You know, there's other sides to it. And I'm glad that you touched on that. So I guess then our listeners have an idea now, what are we going to be talking about today? We're talking all things water. And I know there's a lot. I mean, the earth, I just read somewhere that the earth is made up of 70% of water, and only 1% of that 70% is fresh water that we can actually use. So that blew my mind. I was just like, what? So if, for example, the earth is 1 liter of water, and, you know, maybe 30% of that 1 liter is maybe sand and everything else, 70% is water, we can only use 1 tablespoon of That's fresh water, only 1 tablespoon. So it just gives you the magnitude of, as much as we think that water is something that, you open your tap and it just comes out, it's actually very limited. It's
Yes.
almost a finite source. So that's why I invited you today, because I still feel like people still take water for granted. Some of us are very lucky. You can just open a tap and water comes out, and you're even more luckier if warm water comes out of your tap because you've got a geyser. So now I just need us to start with the basics, because as much as this may sound like a dumb question, but some people don't even know where does water come from?
Yeah, I guess water comes from, there's groundwater, and that's water from below the surface, right? That's also accessible through boreholes, through wells. And then there is surface water, where we get that from the dams, the rivers, the oceans. And then there's rainwater, which, as the word says, it comes from the rain. That's also where majority of water source comes from rainwater. So I think, if we had more time, we could go deeper, but generally that's where water comes from, those three sources. And we are reliant mostly on rainwater, and that is why it's so important. And I guess that is why infrastructure has been built for gathering the rainwater in certain dams, sits in dams, and then it finds its way to wherever it needs to go. So, but yeah, that's the sources of where water generally would come from.
Yeah, and I think you just reminded me of I think it was a biology class back in high school. I did not study environmental sciences, but I remember we did the water cycle, and we had to understand that, it all starts from the sun heating the earth's
Yes.
surface, and then
This
evaporation,
precipitation.
evaporation, precipitation, the clouds form, they get thicker, and then it rains, and then it's just like
There we
that's
go.
the cycle, and that's how we get water. I just got reminded of that. But, oh, okay, at least my biology classes were do they still call it biology today? It
I
might
don't
be called
even
something
know,
else.
I don't even know. I don't
I
know what's going
also
on there.
don't know. Can't relate, not yet. Yeah,
No.
so I remember from that, yeah, like you said, that we rely on rain for us to get that fresh water, and somehow it ends up in our taps. So maybe now let's do that, and let's trace water. So we've had the rain, and it gets collected, and then now how do we then get it from being collected as rainwater and then somehow making it to our tap? So maybe let's go step by step. I don't know how you're going to break it down, but yeah.
Okay, I'll try and break it down, but it's also just a very, you'll see as I go through it, it would make sense and it's simple. So water would then gather, it rains, it gathers in the dams. Water is then transported from specific dams through canals or large pipelines, right, to purification stations. The reason for purification stations is to treat the water and clean it. According to the South African National Standards of Drinking Water and also some of the World Health Organization guideline standards, right? Then from that purified water is then pumped and stored in reservoirs so that different water authorities in different parts of South Africa that service different regions. So these water authorities will then store the water in the reservoirs. The water is then transported Again, in large pipelines, mechanically or via gravity, depending on the location of the reservoir and where it needs to go, to the local authorities, which typically would be the municipalities. The municipality then builds infrastructure that would service households and businesses. So that is why, for example, if you are building a residential complex, there's a whole process of application. You tell them how many households there will be, what ideally would be your consumption of water, so that you can tell the municipality this is the size of pipe you will need, or you will use to connect to their main line, right? The main lines typically run in the on the servitude, so on the roads, a bit of a, on the pavement, you would say. That's usually is the city's servitude, even though sometimes you find houses that are on the servitude and they shouldn't be, but on that servitude, that's where then the developer would come and connect from. The developer then, in this case, would connect from this infrastructure the city has built, and then plumbing will take place so that every unit is able to get water. So then the plumbing starts, and every unit has like the, I think it's the HDPE pipes, the little small ones, smaller than the ones that bring the water from the dams. And that's how we then eventually get this treated water to our taps and in our bathrooms and the likes. Yeah. So what also then happens is obviously we use water, we flush water. There's also now water being taken away. So water isn't taken away through sewage pipes, right? That sewage then ends up also connecting to the municipal larger sewage pipes that is then taken to water treatment works. The water that gray, you would call it gray water, but it's also sewage. Let's call it sewage. The sewage is then treated according to standards set by the Department of Water and Sanitation and the Environmental Affairs, and then it is then discharged into the river. From the river, it flows into another river. Into another river, and then eventually ends up into the ocean.
Okay. 'Cause I somehow thought it gets treated and somehow it ends up back in the taps. It does, I guess, eventually,
No,
but it
it does.
doesn't.
If no, yeah. So, it's a bit of a, no, it doesn't end, because then it's like
It's
keep on
fine.
treating dirty water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're recycling. Yeah,
So
continue.
that's basically the process. So just from taking it from dams to eventually, I would say the key takeaways from this is there's a dam, there's a purification station, the water is treated and cleaned at these purification stations. It is then pumped to a reservoir. From the reservoir, it is pumped or used a gravity line, depending on the location, to the local municipalities. The municipalities then build, the cities build the infrastructure so that households and businesses can then connect with smaller pipelines so that we can get water. Then we can get this clean, treated water. When we are flushing, we're draining, washing dishes, all of the sewage is then gathered. It is then taken in a different on a different pipeline into the city's sewage lines, and then treated as well, but now at a wastewater treatment plant, and then that is then deposited into the river.
Okay. So I you mentioned also that the water then flows in this infrastructure, either by gravity or by mechanical work. So that would be pumps, right? And maybe
Yes.
they run with electricity. And maybe I think
Yes.
it's a good time for us to just also say that there are a lot of areas in South Africa now, because we know we have load shedding issues, power outages, and these power outages can then affect these mechanical pumps.
Yes.
And then that causes water not to flow. And that means that people then don't have access to water. Did I get
Yes.
that correctly?
That's right, because the
No.
pump station is now not working. It's load shedding. It's unable to pump water at
Yeah.
its set time, which means that line that feeds, for example, let's say, I don't know, whatever area won't get the flow that
The
it's
flow.
supposed to get, the supply. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And I think yeah, since we're also talking about what's currently happening, so that also people can understand why they then go into let's say water restrictions or water shedding. But there's also another flip side. We've recently had a lot of rains, and hopefully, I know we got a bit of sunshine today, and it gets quite hot, like on the opposite end. So then I remember, I think it was a month or two ago, where we were actively told to, watch how you use your water because of the heat. Obviously, there's an increased use of water, and the reservoirs were running low. So can you just maybe please explain that about when it gets too hot, the reservoirs getting low, and the water not getting replenished fast enough? What happened there?
Okay, so water evaporates
Yeah.
as well. That's water losses, right? So it's a bit of as well supply and demand concept. The demand is continuously growing, right? Because now it's also hot.
Yeah.
And I mean, the population is growing as well.
Yes.
But the supply, if we don't get rain, the water keeps reducing because we have to continuously supply as per the agreements we have with the different water authorities.
Yeah.
But you must remember now, let's say, for example, we're at the Vaal Dam, we're sitting at 100. As time goes on, this is now the dry season. It's very hot. The percentage of that dam keeps reducing. Eventually, we're at 50%. The
Yes.
demand keeps growing. So as you can see, the scale becomes uneven. Hence, the
Yeah.
request of still let us be water conscious, water wise, because it's water is a, it is scarce, right? As
Definitely.
much as there's a lot, but it's also very scarce. And as much as it is an essential basic need, I think we need to start treating it with care and utmost importance. And that is why, even though I know some of us, we scroll right through the posts that some of the water authorities and some of the departments like to post of how to save water and ways to
Yes.
save water. It's very important to try and do that. A small thing of reducing how long your shower is,
Yes.
not leaving the taps open while you're brushing your teeth, while you're drinking water, rather pour in a cup and then
Yes.
use that. Instead of, I know I saw the other day that they tell us what time we should actually ideally be watering our gardens.
Yeah,
Sometimes
don't
use
water your
rain.
garden at noon, like when it's hot.
Yes.
What's the point? Because the water is going to evaporate.
Yes. But as well, sometimes use a gray water, so the water from the dishes, the water that if you take a bath, that water, use that to water your garden. People with pools to cover the pool so that to reduce the water evaporation, and then you won't have to fill your pool regularly. Report leaks, and
Leaks.
reporting leaks, that's also a form of where we lose water. And if, for example, you are waiting for a plumber or you're waiting for the city to
Yeah.
come in repair. If you can access the valve, close the valve.
Close the valve, yeah.
That assists with just stopping the water, and then someone, the specialist, will come and the technician will come in, repair that leak. So things like that really go a long, long way.
Yeah, they do. 'Cause I think I'm one of those people, and many of my friends will tell you about how I'm just like a water police. If someone just has a tap running, I'm like, close it. You know, like you're
Yes,
wasting
why?
water.
Why is it just
Why is
running?
clean water going down the drain for no reason? Close it, you know.
Yep.
So I'm so glad that you also just made like a few examples. And when you talk about leaks, you just reminded me of our home when we got the water bill and it was insane. And I was just like, hey, boo, but how did we get here? And then when we did the investigation, turns out that there was a leak. So I think another thing
Same.
to also look at is look at your water bill from the municipality. If you know that on average you use so many kiloliters of water and now there's an increase, and you need to just question that and just ask, you know. And I think I had another friend who also had to pay almost 50K because she had an underground water leak. There was a pipe that was leaking underground,
Whoa.
and when she went to the
Whoa.
city, they told her that yeah, there's so much water that went. And yeah, it's very important just to also understand your water usage as well. So
Yeah.
yeah, so that's yeah, thanks for that. I think also I'll just add another article on the website just to remind people on how to, you know, how to save water, because like you said, as much as now, like I said, we had a lot of rains, and the Vaal River is also flooded. It's all the surrounding areas are flooded because the river got filled. People should not feel like, oh, now that we have a lot of rain, now we can relax. Hey, yeah.
Because the dry season is coming up as well, right? So we must always bear in mind it's seasonal. So
Yes.
it's a very rainy season, then the dry season is coming, the demand keeps increasing, but the supply, that's the issue. That keeps decreasing.
That keeps decreasing.
And that is what if perhaps the scales were different, that the supply never decreased, then sure, maybe we wouldn't have these issues. But because the
Yeah.
supply keeps decreasing, we need to be very water wise.
Yeah. And also another thing is that you know, with climate change, we back in the day,
Absolutely.
you used to, you know, that okay, it rains during these months and then it's dry during these months. So I guess you can plan. Now our weathers are erratic.
We don't
We'll
even know what season we are
We don't
in.
even know what season we're in exactly. Like, is it a rainy season? Is it dry season? Like, we don't know if
Don't
it's
know.
summer or like,
No.
where are we? What's happening? So I think that's another reason that we just need to be, like you said, water-wise. And because tomorrow, for the next 2 months, it could be dry and we wouldn't know, you know? So yeah,
Yes.
we just need to be aware of that. And then another thing that I just wanted to say as well is that since you're working with you know, building the infrastructure and like the construction side of that, do you also consider climate change when you're building these reservoirs? Because, for example, like I said, our weather patterns were predictable. You know that, okay, we get heavy rains maybe like once or twice a year. Our pipeline should be able to handle the volumes of water that flow through. Now we get heavy rains 20, 30 times a year, you know? And obviously, the infrastructure that was built back then definitely cannot handle the type of weather patterns that we're having now. Are you seeing that there's definitely a change, or infrastructure gets damaged quickly because of the different weather patterns?
Yes, yeah, so there is definitely a change, I would say, to or us adapting in fact,
Yes.
to these changes. So, for example, I remember, let's talk about flooding, right?
Yes.
So, it rains a lot, it floods. What should back in the day a normal heavy rain is that we have stormwater drainage systems, and the purpose of a stormwater drainage system is to reroute, in fact, the rain and its
Yeah.
runoff underground into channels, and eventually it will end up in the river,
Yes.
right? So, and these stormwater drainage are also designed based on certain flood reoccurrence periods. So there's a 1 to 10, 1 to 25, and this was based on historic data, right?
Yeah.
So 1 to 50, 1 to 100, and those are for the major systems of what is the likelihood of this kind of flood occurring, and will our systems be able to handle that? I think what is happening now is because it's really a bit of guesswork as well, because there's so many unknowns, but the flood periods, when the designers are designing, are now considering heavy rains, I think, in shorter cycles, because now
Yes.
there's a storm every now and again. And then currently, the current infrastructure can't, in some areas, can't
Yes.
handle the influx of the rain that pours down. And that's why we have so many floods. In some instances, these canals, where the water, these channels where the water is supposed to go through, are blocked.
Yeah.
Blocked because of litter, blocked because people have now thrown rubble somewhere and it has landed into this canal. So now the water has nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And that's why we see water back on the road instead of it disappearing,
Flowing.
because,
Yeah.
yeah, being rerouted, right? So there's less of localized flooding, there's less of slippery roads, just to
Yes.
reduce the water on the surface. So that's the reason. So it's a lot of reasons. So it could be that our systems definitely need to be upgraded, especially the new ones that are coming, new areas. The
Yeah.
stormwater designs are adapting to what is currently happening. Yes, definitely. And there's also poor maintenance of our storm water drainage systems and pollution, littering,
Yes.
blockages in our systems that are not even caused by the city, but by us,
By
the
us as
population. Yeah,
yes.
as the citizens here, and that then causes the system to fail, basically.
Yeah. And I think it's really important for us to reiterate that I had a previous guest on another podcast that, flooding is also it's our fault as human beings in how we interact with the environment. Because if we litter, that litter ends up, like you said, in the stormwater drains, and if waste is not collected, I mean, I've seen this also in the townships, or around areas where there's people that sell food. There's not waste collected, so people will just throw things down the road, and obviously that ends up
Yes.
in the stormwater drain. And then if it's not maintained or cleaned, then we have situations where we now have floodings and things that could have been avoided. So I think, yeah, as humans, we also just need to, just act better and, stop the littering and just understand that you throwing out that bottle of plastic outside while you're driving or while you're walking and not using a bin, it actually just tomorrow might affect you because then there's flooding and, your house gets washed away. It's
Yeah, the
sad, but
ripple
that is.
effect is major. It's major. Littering and pollution, and just throwing the wrong things in the wrong
Wrong place.
place is a
Yes.
problem.
It's a problem.
The big
Yeah.
problem.
I heard on the radio the other day, right? I think it's going back to you said water gets treated, and obviously there's water standards that are used. Just for like fun, because some people were actually arguing about this, and I heard it on radio as well. People are always saying that it's not safe to drink bathroom water. Bathroom water is not clean as kitchen water, and I'm just like, but no, it's from the same pipe. It's from the same
Lies we
pipe.
tell ourselves.
Somebody was like, no, I never drink water from the bathroom tap. I'm just like, but why? It's clean. So can we just like bust that myth? Is bathroom water clean compared to well, is it the same water in the kitchen or the bathroom, or should we stay away from the bathroom water?
So, let's start from the bottom, right? Remember, we spoke about the municipality creating infrastructure, we connecting to this infrastructure, and that's how a plumber then would connect to service your house. Service your house is a pipe going in to your wall, feeding your kitchen. Then it diverts and there's in your bath, your shower, your and what is the basin. So it's all the same water.
Water.
You are correct. There is I know in certain municipalities, people are advised not to drink water. And I think maybe it's because they do know the purification stations have been, those pipes have been contaminated, the pipes have corroded. There's issues with these pipes, so they can't trust the water that they're delivering. However, there is, municipalities are encouraged to, there's this certification that municipalities are encouraged, and I think there is also incentive. They're incentivized to undertake of a blue drop certification. So blue drop is for drinking water, and then there's green drop, that's for the sewage part. So that's a conversation for another day. So this blue drop certification has various layers, but essentially it then certifies that the municipality and gives the public reassurance that the quality of water that you are receiving in your taps is good water that you can drink. Not all the municipalities have it. Some are still trying to get onto this program, but I do know the department. I mean, I was at a WISA conference last year, and they were talking about how the department was talking about how they are incentivizing and encouraging the municipalities to get onto these programs because, when I'm saying they're so layered, because there's a technical aspect of it, there is there's a finance part of it. So it ensures that your whole system must be working so that you can say, great, the water that you are able to drink, Lerato, in your house is certified, it's good quality, it's not contaminated, and you won't have any side effects. So yes, the water in certain areas, I'm putting a disclaimer because, when you advise, if for example, certain, I live in Johannesburg, so I drink water from the tap.
From that tab.
I haven't experienced any issues, but I do know in certain areas, you're advised to, guys, rather buy bottled water because us as a municipality, we can't guarantee at this moment
At this
that
moment, yeah.
this quality of water you're receiving in the taps is good for for human consumption.
Yeah, and I think as a country, I mean, we do have our challenges, but I think we have one of the best tap water. I mean, I haven't heard many issues about, oh no, don't drink tap water. I mean, some of us will even be at a tap and drinking from your hand, and straight from the tap to your hand.
Don't do that. Don't do
Oh,
that. Wasting
don't.
water. No,
Oh,
you're wasting
okay.
water. Pour from the tap
From
into a
the
cup.
tap to the cup. Yeah. But actually the flow is also controlled. So it'd be like very low flow. So you have minimal. Okay, you got me there. But I was just saying that in other countries, you definitely know that you don't
Yes.
even brush your teeth with tap
With tap
water.
water.
Like they literally will supply bottled water, and you always have to have bottled water. So I think in a way, we also need to be grateful, and that's why I'm saying that, we shouldn't take water for granted and, just be wasteful because, like I said, as much as we have challenges as a country, but we're still lucky to have clean water coming from our taps, and with no issues,
That's true.
Okay, so friend, thank you so much for joining me, and I think the conversation was, short and sweet, but to the point. And now we understand how we end up with water in our taps and how we need to take better care of, this precious resource, because like we said, it's not infinite. Tomorrow we might wake up and literally, be on day zero, because the last time Cape Town was almost at day zero, and they had to put in measures in place and educate people on how to use water. And I hope
Yes.
as a city they haven't gone back to their old ways, and they are still, using that what they've learned then. But I think all of us as a country, we need to adopt that whole day zero mentality, because water is definitely not infinite, it's finite. Do you have any words that you want to leave with us?
Yeah, I think just to add on to that is that, water is such a basic need, but it's also so important because we can actually manage without electricity.
Yes.
But have you noticed the panic when there's no
Hey,
water?
listen. And
Because you
especially for a
use,
couple of days, it's
yes,
insane.
because you use water for everything. Water also helps with hygiene. Water is there in the kitchen. Every single cooking, every single thing. So it is
Everything.
really important to become water conscious, to become water wise, to save water, and just to continue to educate and share this message of saving our basic need because we want to keep having the supply of water and never get to a point where
We
we
have
are
to
told
buy water.
we have to buy water. Yes,
Imagine.
because some buy water, and this is buy water even for bathing, not
For
just for drinking.
bathing, exactly. Yeah.
But thanks for having me. It
Ah.
was great.
Yes, thank you so
Thanks, friend.
much. Yes. And I think to our listeners, I will put up an article just to remind us on how to use water wisely. Remember, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends, and don't forget to also subscribe so that you are, alerted when the next episode comes up. And please, please, please give me a rating on those podcast apps so that, other people can also find us. The website is www.greenwithenvy.co.za. And until next time, thank you for tuning in, and bye.